We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time to play Can't Beat Christine. Let's go to the phone. Who's this?
This is Rob.
Rob, you sound very official. You must be a police officer or a school teacher or somebody important.
No, I'm just a construction worker downtown Hartford.
No, that's a very important
job. That's a very important job.
Yeah, don't mess with those guys. All right, Rob, you know how this works?
Yes, sir.
Five questions of pop culture trivia. If you get more right than Christine, you are going to walk away with that $100 Visa gift card.
Outstanding. Let's do it.
All right, tie is considered a loss. Question number one. Bob Iger, head of Disney, reportedly was approached by Prince Harry on behalf of his wife, Meghan Markle, and her vocal talents. What is the name of the streaming service associated with Disney?
Nothing on my end, and I just saw a clip of that. You know that?
Oh, man. Okay, question number two. Joaquin Phoenix was arrested over the weekend at a protest with Jane Fonda. He is a front runner this year for an Oscar. In 2006, he was nominated for Walk the Line, a biopic about which singer?
Johnny Cash.
Question number three. Justin Chambers is leaving Grey's Anatomy rather abruptly after 15 seasons. He says he wants to diversify as an actor. The show is set in which American city?
Chicago.
Shocking that a construction worker wouldn't know that much about Grey's Anatomy. Question number four. Young Rock is in development over at ABC. It will be about the formative years of the wrestler The Rock. Coincidentally, which sitcom was based on the youth of Chris Rock?
It's when he's a little kid, I know.
Yeah.
What about Chris? Oh, boy.
And question number five. Silence of the Lambs getting a spinoff show. Which actor scared the crap out of so many people with his suave cannibal, Hannibal Lecter?
Anthony Hopkins.
All right, let's get Christine back in the studio. All right, Rob, all right.
We got 40%.
Rob can do math. Two out of five correct.
Wow, big Rob. Nice.
Here we go. Almost 60%.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Bob Iger, head of Disney, reportedly was approached by Prince Harry on behalf of his wife, Meghan Markle, and her vocal talents. What is the name of the streaming service associated with Disney?
Disney Plus.
One to nothing. Question number two. Joaquin Phoenix arrested over the weekend at a protest with Jane Fonda. He's a front runner for an Oscar this year. In 2006, he was nominated for Walk the Line, a biopic about which singer?
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Ooh, sorry. Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash!
1-1. Sorry. Question number three. Justin Chambers leaving Grey's Anatomy rather abruptly after 15 seasons. He says he wants to diversify as an actor. The show is set in which American city?
Chicago.
Ooh, sorry, Seattle.
See how confidently Seattle. I said that?
Yes,
though?
You did. You reminded me of the Popeye's chicken lady.
It's Chicago.
Seattle! Here we go. Question number four. We are tied at one going to question number four. Young Rock is in development over at NBC. It will be about the formative years of the wrestler The Rock. Coincidentally, which sitcom was based on the youth of Chris Rock?
It was called, I Hate Chris.
Ooh, so close. Everybody hates Chris.
Everybody hates Chris.
Wow. Rob, did you think you'd be at this point tied going into question number five?
No way.
Oh, my Lord. Here we go. Silence of the Lambs getting a spinoff show.
Yes.
Which actor scared the crap out of so many people with his suave cannibal, Hannibal Lecter?
Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Wow, Christine with
the tie. Woo. Barely. Rob,
you don't win the $100 gift card, but I have a digital download of Disney's Maleficent Mistress of Evil for you, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
96.5 TIC.